everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is how we do it at ADM. We're bringing God in a mighty way on this magnificent Monday. When I sit and tell you, when I hear that old school music, it just does something to my soul. I get up, I want to dance, I want to shout, I want to jump around because I want God to know that he is so powerful in my life. And so when the praises go up, what comes down, blessings come down. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice. I am just so grateful and thankful that God woke me up this morning. He has started me on my way. He has placed my feet on solid ground. And guess what? There is no complaints about it. Even if I want to complain, what would I complain about? Because God is showing us that he is real. He is able. He does everything that we need him to do. He is our Father, and he is taking care of us. So, and it does not matter where we're at. He is doing the same thing for you in Kenya, the same thing for you in Nigeria, the same thing in Fiji. United Kingdom, he's not leaving you out. Canada, he's definitely not leaving you out. So we all right now should just be giving God some praises. I don't know why I'm so excited today, but I will tell you this. I have an anticipation on today that something great is going to happen in my life, happen in your life. All you need to do is believe. All you need to do is receive and know that God is there. Is nothing impossible for God. Mother Jackson, do you realize that there is nothing impossible for God? Do you realize that God woke us up and gave us new mercy? That's enough for us to shout. It's enough for us to dance. It's enough for us to do everything. So again, just give him all the honor, give him all the praise. And I don't know about y'all, but I came to shout, I came to dance, I came to praise this week, knowing that God is getting ready to do something. So I'm sitting and telling you, call everybody you know and let them know ADM is moving. Why are we moving? Because we are in the presence of the Lord. We are in the car with him, and we are sitting back and allowing him to take us to our destination. And yes, we have some stops along the way, but all we got to do is stay in check, stay in his will, continue to press no matter what is taking place in our lives, and keep it moving. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Bring us in prayer, please.
First of all, I give Jesus Christ, he's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple, and to First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and to each and every one of y'all this morning. My Heavenly Father, I just thank you just for another day of rise in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning, God, because you've been so good to us, God, better than we've been to ourselves, God. We just thank you, Lord, because you still kept us in a safe place in you, God. We thank you this morning, God, because you kept a shelter over our heads, God. You didn't let anyone break in or thief and come in, God. So we thank you just for that, God, in the name of Jesus. And then you turn around, you breathe on us early this morning, God. And then we begin to rise. A little shot time. But we thank you this morning just for that, God, another day's journey, God. However our journey may be, God, but we just still thank you for that in the name of Jesus, God. As if there was sick vessels that is up this morning, God. And I just thank you, God, because you said by your stripes we are healed. So, God, let us take that and run with it. And just hold on to it in the name of Jesus. God, we are healed in the name of Jesus. No matter how we feel, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I thank you for every infant, God, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to keep them shield and protected, God. I lift up the apostles home to you this morning, God. Save the keep them in a safe place, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. And we can't say nothing but just thank you. Lift our hands. Tell the folks, under the folks, shake, God. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for our spouse this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to just keep them safe. All of their footsteps in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. I ask you to create in us this morning, God, that clean heart. Hey, glory be to God. That clean heart in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Be that mind regulator for us, God. We realize, God, somebody's mind is already gone. Huh? Oh, God, but we speak this morning, good mind, huh? Sharp mind, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Let our mind stay on you, God, that we'll have perfect peace in the name of Jesus. God, I cry out this morning to you for the nation's Lord. For the nation, oh, come to the boat, say, God, I thank you this morning, God, that you are doing it for them right now in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that you're turning every situation around in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, that'll let us complain, God, but just let us begin to just praise you and magnify your name this morning, God. These things I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We praise you on this morning and thank you for all things, Father. We thank you. That's right, Mother Jackson. Just give him a thank right now because he is so worthy to be praised. God is so worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. He, that's a praise break in itself. That's something that we should just constantly allow our mindset, hallelujah, should be set to that, to let him know, yes, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, Lord. It doesn't matter, Father, if it's in the wee hours of the morning, you're worthy to be praised. It doesn't matter if it's in the hot-eating sun of the day, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Father. Early in the morning, Father, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. We just give you the honor. We give you the praise this morning, Lord, because you are worthy. And as I say that, we're going to move over and transition into self-worth. Just as God is worthy, so are we. And so is our self-worth. We have to have self-worth. We have to know that just like we know, and just like we think about God and we give him his honor, we give him his praise, we know that he's magnificent. We know that he's omnipresent. We know that he's our all in all. He's bigger. He's greater. No, we're not God. But we have to have self-worth. We have to know our self-worth. And I'm going to tell you this. When people sit and tear you down, and I can only talk about things that have happened to me, and it has happened all my life. But when I came to the scripture, hallelujah, when I came, yeah, I got to go scriptural today. When I came to the scripture in Psalms 139 and 13, and I'm reading out the life, the New Living Translation. In 13, it says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Saints, let me tell you all what that scripture means to me. And I'm going to tell you this. I have to sometimes go back to it. I told you all, I'm a person that when the Spirit leads me to something or I'm in a place that I know that I need a picker up, nobody can pick me up better than the Holy Spirit. I'm going to sit and tell you this. Nobody. Man can come and give me some encouraging words, and that's what it is. But when I can go to the scripture and it can build me up and let me know what God did for me. See, let me talk about me. All life that I can think of. I have been faithful. I have been loyal. I have been dedicated to people that I realize are not that way to me. And I get upset because they're not giving to me what I'm giving to them. But see, once I realize, once the scripture, I've read this scripture over 35 times as I count in my book. Every time I'm given a scripture, I'm unctioned by the Holy Spirit someplace. I write it. I date it. But I'm telling you this. As I read this scripture last night, and it came back to me to let me know who God made. See, God made me. Everything that I have going on in my life, it does not matter, because at the end of the day, God already knew what he was doing with me. God already knew how he had made me. God had already put me together, and I already knew what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. I keep going back to Jeremiah 29:11. It lets us know that he has great plans for us. But at the same token, we as a people, we get caught up on the things what man say. We get caught up on the things how man may tear us down. When I'm saying man, I'm talking about family. I'm talking about people that's supposed to be your friends. I'm talking about co-workers, different people that you even co-labor in the kingdom will sometimes tear you down, will sometimes sit and pick things out on you and sit and say you this and say you that and whatever. And if you already got low self-esteem, it's going to pull you down even further. But see, what I realized is the people that I thought were my friends, it could have been family, it could have been whatever, they wasn't supposed to be in my life anyway. Because one thing about God, God is a builder. If you look at his scriptures, all those that were down, all those that had intimate relationships, all those that their faith was in God, it did not matter when they stumbled. It did not matter where they came from. I don't see a scripture in the Bible where God just went and picked a king and expanded him out. God picked the least people to come into his kingdom and make a difference. God picked the people that he examines their hearts, and he realized that this heart might have been broken so much, torn down so much, beaten down so much. But let me pick this person because I know who this person is. I know why I created this person. I know why I knitted this person together. And I got to go back and I got to save them. But see, we have to be saved by God, not by what man say. When you can get out of the concept of worrying about what people say, and worry about what God has done for you, it'll be a life-changing move. When people come up against you and say this and say that and say this is going to happen or that is going to happen or you ain't never going to be nobody and you ain't this and you ain't that, I heard it all my life. All my life. And see, sometimes if you're not strong enough, and I wasn't strong enough for years, I wasn't strong enough. I was a person that needed people to build me up because I looked for love in all the wrong places. But I'm going to tell you something. When I found out what Jesus said, when I really understood, because see, I found out as a young girl what Jesus did for me. I found out how God sent his only begotten son. But it was when I understood, when I grasped, what God had for me was for me, was when my mental started changing. So when different daggers would come my way, some of them I was able to do a matrix move and avoid it, and some of them would just hit me dead in my chest and knock the wind out of me and make me want to stay down, take me back into my past and remember my past. But on today, I sit and say to you, it does not matter, because when God let me read this scripture last night, he let me know exactly what I am to him and why he he did what he did. He didn't make me for man. He didn't create you for man. Do you hear me, Kenya? Nigeria, he created you for himself. He created you so you can glorify him through your actions, through your speaking, through the different things that you do. And one thing I realized, God's peculiar people, the people that God has chosen to come and answer the call, you're going to go through things far worse than other people because you have a lot of people that's jealous of what God has done for you, not knowing that he's no respecter of persons. He can do it for you. And that's why I sit and say, God examines our hearts. And a lot of us get into a place where we change our outward way, knowing that God has already knitted us, knowing that he has already created us, but the creation that he made, the design that he has for us, we as a people throw that away because we allow man to continue to pour mess, to poison our system, to give us diseases, pestilence, different things that we can't get rid of. And why can't we get rid of them? Because we believe them. Instead of being in a place, going back to remember what God created, going back knowing that God knew everything about you while you were in the darkness of your mother's womb. He even knows the number of hair that's on our head. He knows everything about us. So when we grasp the concept that God knows, what difference does it matter what man knows? And see, when it's that God knows, God put people in your life, the God knows people. That's what I'm going to call them. God put the God knows in your life, and they don't sit. They don't put their nose down at you. They don't, whatever. If you come to them and you in the gutter, they're going to help you come out of the gutter. If you come with stainy clothes on, they're going to help you change your clothes. They're going to do the things that God will have them to do because their God knows, not tear you down. But it comes back to you. What are you thinking about yourself? What are you doing about yourself? Is your inside, because you've allowed the naysayers, you've allowed all the diseases, you've allowed different things to come inside of you, and now you are infected with what people say. So your inside is torn down. Your inside is spoiled. Your inside stinks, and you're not trying to do anything about it because you're in a self-pity because you're taking man's word over God's word. See, your outer appearance may say one thing, and I'm speaking from Evangelist Nita. My outer appearance might have said one thing, but my inner appearance, my soul was damaged, was so low that whatever people sat and said, as big as my mouth is, as big as I would sit and get in your face and be ready to fight you and do whatever, that's a front. That was a front. Because my heart was broken. My soul was torn to pieces until I had to realize and pay attention to where God had put me. Pay attention to people letting me know who I really was, who God said that I was, not what man said that I was. And I don't know who I'm talking to today. I don't know how many people pleasers are on the phone. But I want to sit and say to you today, it's nothing about being a people pleaser. If you are a people pleaser, you need to ask God to change you today. You need to ask God to awaken you today. You need to ask God to give you a deliverance today. Because as long as you continue to be a people's person, you're going to stay in mess. You're going to stay in a place where you have no self-worth. Your self-esteem is down because you're allowing them. And not only that, then you're a puppet. You are a puppet. You start doing different things. I got to give this testimony. Yesterday, a person that I taught for 3 years was one of my biggest advocates, a person that was helping me or doing this. Everybody say the word motive. Different people have motives. You got some people. because I work for him right now. They're my shepherds as well. They do things and there's no motive with it, but you got others that when they sit and they feel like they're helping you or they doing this or they doing that, it's motives attached. But this is how I knew I passed the test. So yesterday I get a phone call and the person say, you ever seen this type of email? And I said, no, it's just a regular email. Well, can you do me a favor? Can you send an email from your email to see? And so I'm sitting here looking at the phone and I said, now I'm going to tell y'all this. The old me, because of my heart and always trying to help people, I wouldn't have thought anything wrong with it. But when I would have easily jumped, not realized, because I feel like, oh, okay, well, this person has been there for me. But because I know who I am in Christ, I know the trials, the tribulations that I've came through. I went through some hurdles to get to the next set of hurdles. I can't go backwards. You've never seen anybody go backwards on the hurdle. They always go forward. So when the person sat and said it to me, I said, listen, let me say this to you. With all love, the love of Christ, the things that you might have asked me to do in the past that I would have jumped because you have helped me, I can no longer do that anymore. Now, I don't understand why you can't use your own email. See, that was the problem that bothered me right then and there. That let me know that it was some motive. It was something stank going on, some boo-boo going on. I said, I can't do that for you. And by the way, if I've never told you, I want to make this my last time telling you. I'm so very grateful for what you did in the past for me. But y'all ever heard that song with Shirley Caesar when it talks about the mama song, when the child was saying, I owe you for this, you need to pay me for this. And Shirley Caesar, the end of the song came back and said, the debt was paid. I had to let that person know the debt was paid. I could sit here and give you a long list of what I have done back to you. But this is the first thing that I want, and the first and the last thing I want to thank you. Thank you for leading me into the direction of the church that I'm in right now. The attachment that I have going on right now. I thank you. See, what man meant for evil, God turned it for good. But if I had a still been in my low self-esteem moment, a people pleaser, worrying about what this person might have said or what this person might have called the next person to tell the next person because I don't want to hear it, I might have done it. But on today, I stand corrected. I stand in a place of boldness. I stand in a place of courageousness. I stand in a place of just being firm in my decisions, knowing that I am anchored. So I know that the storms are going to come. The storms are going to make me sway, sometimes knock me off the anchor, but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on because I know who God says that I am. I realize that God is the one who created me. I realize that the things that I have on today, the increase, the enlarging of my territory, hallelujah, comes from my father who is in heaven, my daddy, my Abba. I realize those things. I realize that it is God all by himself who did the things for me in my life. It's not man. Man can help you. I'm not saying that they can't because I receive help all the time. But understand this. I receive help from people with a pure heart. I receive help from people with a renewed mind. I receive help from people who know who they are and know that God created them. I receive help from people that has no motive, that everything that's being done is being done to help me build in the kingdom, to help me grow in the kingdom, to help me to get to my mark. But if you got low self-esteem, And then that low self-esteem is hit with a pity party, or you worry about what the different people have to say to you, and you choose not to move any further because you are now their man-made puppet. I tell you on today, just snap yourself out of it. Snap yourself out. Go look in that mirror and tell yourself that the scripture, Psalms 139, 13, you can even go all the way down to, you can go down to 18. Speak that scripture into your life. Start decreeing and declaring and telling yourself, tell yourself who God created, how God created you. Remind yourself, because if you don't remind yourself, then when the attack comes, you're going to get beat down. You get tired when you get beat down. You can't think right when you get beat down. Oh, yeah, it's so much confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So many different things goes on, and it takes you out of a place of being in the presence and being fully aware of what God has for you. So I don't know who I'm talking to today, but Minister Shakita, would you please add on to this?
Good morning, Liz, and good morning, Trey. Yes. Self-worth. When we got the topic and I did the study and sit down and think of self first, and it's clear to me, I was at one point in my time that I had to understand that God wants me to live intentionally. He desires us to make, he desired me to make wise choices that benefit our well-being and help us remain close to him. We simply can't do that if we don't love ourselves or have self-worth. If we don't grasp and appreciate our value, we won't treat ourselves with respect. Thanks. See, this means if we talk negative about ourselves and look for every chance to be critical about everything that's going on in our life, it may mean we stay in you may stay in unhealthy relationships because you think you can't find a better one, or you don't deserve, or we don't deserve a better relationship. It might mean you don't take care. It may mean we don't take care of ourselves emotionally and physically. But it's obvious that God don't want us to put ourselves above everyone else. But he does desire us to be a good stewardess of our bodies and minds. He don't want others to hurt us, and he don't want us to hurt ourselves. He wants us to choose behaviors and situations that will bless us and match up with the opinions and the truth of our value of ourselves. The more we know God's love for us, and this is something I had to learn for self, and the more we love ourselves, but sometimes the more we love ourselves, the more we know God's love for us. So we got to seek God's presence and understand that the love that he have on us and the things that he gave for us, he sent the gift that he sent his son on our behalf. We have to understand that we can't take those things for granted. Those are valuable things. Those lying in the self-worth of God is a valuable thing to understand in your life, to where you'll have a strong mindset to know that things that are being said and some things are being done is not of God, and it's not something you have to let penetrate you and saturate your spirit to where it bothers you and do things to you to where you think that in a negative space to where you can't trust the Lord and you can't have the self-worth that you need in yourself to understand that you have boldness in the God. You have boldness one with Lord once you get into the presence of him and seek him and understand your self-worth and know your value of the value of you. You have to look at the man in the mirror, and you have to get out of, like Evangelist said, out of that pity party and get out of that negative mindset and get out of that self and understand, build your self-worth up. You allow people and time and different things to damage you,
But it's the time now to stand up and choose the ways and the things of God that's in your life so you know that you can be bold, stand strong with him, and understand the things that he has for you in your life so you can understand your self-worth, build it up, so you won't let anything beat you down and tear you down, and so you can do the Lord's work within your, with the right place of the Lord having you for you in your life. You can stand bold and lily in it, and you can walk into your calling the way God has you to walk into it. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead on and bring our very own Apostle Temple on. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless all of you. God bless y'all families and friends and our international listeners. A blessing, especially Nigeria that is in right now very heavily, and also Kenya. God bless you as well. And last but not least, and they don't popped up a little late in the broadcast, but we thank God for our United Kingdom family and also Canada. We thank God for them in Australia. We thank God for them. Now, listen, I'm going to take a different angle and different approach on this self-worth, and I hopefully within these next 10 minutes that I, you know, probably use up, that it really going to bring everyone into a place of really great understanding and really going to really begin to drive you deeper and begin to value yourself more than anything. Amen. There's nothing wrong with you valuing yourself. It's just when you get caught up into yourself, that's when it becomes a problem. But it's nothing wrong when you value yourself. And I'm going to explain. First of all, let's look at this. Number one, look at self-worth. Amen. So let's not put both words together, because when we put both of these words together, self and worth, it becomes a compound word. For those who don't know what a compound word is, it's just two words that makes one word. That is a compound word. So self is a word by itself, and also worth is a word by itself. Amen. So let's look at these two words. Self. Who is self? Amen. Self is pertaining to who? You. It's pertaining to you as an individual. It's pertaining to all about you. Amen. Worth. Worth is also deals with a meaning dealing with value. Value. Now, worth doesn't mean that it deals with great value or less value. It just deals with whatever it's worth, whatever the value is. Amen. Many of you don't been to stores and been to different places. Amen. And you could see, you go to one exclusive store. Amen. The value is very great. But you could go to another store, you know, like a secondhand store. You can look at the value of it is really down, and it costs very low. Amen. So now the worth is dealing with the value. Amen. So let's take a step back of the spiritual stuff. Amen. And let's deal with you. Amen. Because we got to understand how value get added. Amen. How value get added. First of all, we got to deal with self. And I show, and I was teaching this pertaining to the kingdom and pertaining to different things. You know, how can you love someone else and you don't have love for yourself? How can you, you know, many people get all over the place from to trying to find identity and be affirmed by other people because they don't affirm their self. And they are not confident in the things that they feel as though that they do, or the things that they give out, they're not confident that it is enough. Amen. So they have a lot of self issues. It's a lot of self issues to where they have to come into the knowledge of their self and love their self enough. Amen. So you cannot add value. You can add value onto something that you really don't love, you know, or you haven't fallen in love with. And I'm talking about self. Now, the value that is going to be added is going to be a very low value. It's going to be a value to where people are going to be able to walk over you, like Evangeline was saying. They'll be able to use you. They'll be able to do different things. You'll be looking for them to give you, affirm you and all this kind of stuff. And you need pats on the back. You need them to tell you good job and stuff like that. So what you just did, you allow them, or you allow people to put a price tag on you. You allow people to tell you what are you worth and what is your value. So right then and there, you already brought a disconnect, because the word is self-worth. It didn't say people worth. It didn't say friends or family worth. It says self-worth. Amen. What is your self-worth? You the one add the value to yourself. And now this is the place where people don't understand how to add the value, how to put that, the worth, what I'm worth, amen? A lot of people are like, I'm worth this, I'm worth that, I'm worth that, but that ain't what you give out. You got to understand what you worth is also what you bring in and also what you receive in and also what you receive out. You have to understand that, all right? The spiritual part or the walk with God, that's something is added to your self-worth or self-worth to bring the value of who you are in your life. I'm going to say that again. That is what added to your self-worth or to your worth, amen, to yourself to bring, to add value or to add value into whose life? Your life. But the first thing first is you have to make sure that value or you added value to yourself. Amen. This is why I'm a big pusher with ADM family and different ones. Go and get yourself a piece of mind. Stop waiting on somebody else, amen, to take you out and you go and take yourself out. Stop waiting on somebody else to make you happy and you need to go and do some things to make yourself happy. Stop waiting on someone to, my God Almighty, to affirm you or tell you you look good. My God, you make yourself look good. Regardless if you got to draw your eyebrows and it's on top of your forehead, long as it look good to you, baby, go ahead and put some glitter and diamonds on that thing, amen? Because if it looks good to you, amen, that's what it should mean to you. It's not about what everybody else thinks. So self-worth has something to deal with. You got to deal with self first before you begin to deal with everybody else. Because if you have not deal with self, you're going to be believing what everybody else got to say. And what everybody else got to say, they're going to say things that fit to them, that fits to their worth. Amen? It ain't going to be about what you worth. It's going to be about what they worth and what they feel as though you are worth to who? To them. Amen? See, some things people don't understand. People are like, well, I didn't know. I ain't see that coming. Baby, folks tell you about them who they are all the time. It's either you going to begin to receive because at the end of the day, if folks going to call you up, every time they call you up, it's something they need you to do. It's something that they need from you, or it's something that they want to gossip about you. They already let you know that at the end of the day, you easy to be used, and also you're a trash can. That's what they feel as though that you are worth to them. At the end of the day, you got to stop getting caught up in all this stuff that folks, oh, I just love you so much. Yeah, you love me when I do something for me. But at the end of the day, when I tell you no, I ain't hear from you about 2 or 3 months. Y'all hear me? At the end of the day, when I say I cannot go, my God, you begin to have little messages that you want to say, little slide, little stuff that you got to say about me. So those folks already letting you know what you worth to them. Is anybody there? Now, Nigeria family, y'all there, amen? So you got to understand how you can see how people look and see how valued that you are to them in their life, amen? And then you need to understand how value come into your life. First of all, one of the values that you all was talking about, that's just one of many, that the Spirit of the Lord. You saved, you got God in your life, that adds to your self-worth. That's value. That brings value to your self-worth. Next thing, amen, that ain't the only thing, because now it's a lot that has to do with who you are that is going to add value. You know you're a person that is a giver, amen, that adds value to your life. You know you're a person that is rich. You don't have no motive. My God, you just want to help people. That adds what? Value to your life. You know you're a person that don't have time for the foolishness, don't have time for the drama. If we're going to be about success, if we're going to be about building things, let's be about building things, amen. That adds what? Value to your life. So now when you begin to, first of all, before you can put a price tag on yourself, you have to live it yourself. I'm going to say that again. You have to live it yourself. It's so many, my God, imposters or counterfeits out there to where they trying to put a high-quality tag on their life, but yet they still a fake. Amen? It's just like you trying to buy a brand of Coach, but yet you trying to sell a brand that is called Oats, and you trying to sell it at a Coach price. Amen? You trying to sell it at a Coach price, but yet you are not dealing with the authentic of who you are. And so many people trying to be something that they are not, other than accepting who they are, and now they bring the value of their life down. And they have people, my God, then they get upset with people, because when people don't feel, don't see the value that is that you feel as though you see in yourself, my God Almighty, you have issues. Well, you got to stop being fake. Be who you are. Be truthful. Because one thing about folks and one thing about situation, I say this all the time, at the end of the day, baby, they're going to talk about you anyways. If they want to talk about you, they're going to talk about you when you're doing right, when you're looking sideways. They're going to have their own perspective about you. They're going to have their own opinion about you. They're going to have their own diagnosis about you. So it's not about them. It's about who you are. I have a thing to where I say, I tell them and quit. You can say what you want to say across the field. You can feel the way you want to feel across the field. And I won't do anything about it. I say, yeah, okay, good, God bless you, all that kind of stuff. But when you bring it to my front door, that's where, my God, my self-worth stands up, and I have to deal with it, because now you're dealing with the value of the things that God done blessed me. You're dealing with the value of the hard work. You're dealing with the value of this joker had to get his own self together and went through so much of things, amen, just to come into the person who I am right now, amen? And I'm going to allow you to bring that to my front door to devalue, my God, what I got going on, who I am and what God blessed me. You can keep it across the field, but when you bring it, see, this is where the church people, they get a little antsy that, now you got to turn it open, you got to turn, well, don't the Bible speaks about rebuking? Don't the Bible speaks about open rebuking? Then Jesus had rebuked Peter, my God, in front of everybody and called him Satan, amen? Don't the Bible speaks about correction? Didn't the Bible say the word of God, amen, it's for correction and edifying and reproofing. So when it comes to your front door, you got to understand how much value that you are, and that's when I deals with it, because at the end of the day, keep that nonsense over there. But once you bring it in my front door, you're gonna realize that what you're trying to give out is not enough to pay for this. Y'all about to hear me up in here. What are you worth? My goodness, it's quiet this morning. In the spirit realm, what are you worth? What are you worth? By you receiving God in your life and you walking a life that is faithful, a life that is structured pertaining to the word of God, that adds value. That adds value to your life. That adds value. Amen. Folks got an issue. I got some people that has the issue with power because I don't care in nonsense. Amen. Not around me. It ain't going to come around me. I don't got time for the foolishness. We're going to stay focused. We here to handle business. We here to, I don't got time for anything outside of that. Why? Because I understand the value that I'm worth and the value that God has in the midst and around us. Amen. I understand the value. So the thing about it is you got to hold the standards in your life according to the value that you are. Some you need to stop being counterfeit and trying to get a value, trying to get an authentic price, but yet you not being authentic, amen? My God, then when folks devalue you because of what they see, my God, coming from you and out of you, now you got a problem because you feel as though you got peoples in your life, it's not pointing to you or what you worth because you got issues going on. Yet, my God Almighty, you want folks to be truthful around you, but you a liar. Y'all about to hear me up in here. My God Almighty, you want folks, my God Almighty, to come to you correct, but you're a gossiper. Y'all hear me? You want folks, my God Almighty, to have order around you, but you all messy around them. So you trying to get value of something that doesn't have or have devalue going on in their life. It doesn't work like that. Amen. Now you're trying to demand something that you ain't even giving out. Amen. You want folks love you, but you don't even love things about yourself. Amen. You're looking at your one eye as your one eye is an issue, as an issue, because you feel as though people don't want to receive you or don't want nothing to do about you. Baby, you need to see them folks and they want to avoid you. Take that one eye and wink at them. God bless you. Throw an eyelash or two, my God, under or on the bottom of it. Put some makeup on it. Just wink at them. God bless you. Because that's the end of the day. That just means you ain't for me. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to bring anything, my God, in my life that doesn't appreciate who I am. So we got to get out of this. My God, my time about it. We got to get out of this good at two-shoes stuff, amen? Oh, you know, that's all right. They just having a bad day. Well, you having a bad day, I understand that, but have a bad day in the other field over there, amen? And by the time you get yourself together and you get right, then you could come back, amen? But until then, you have a bad day over there, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to allow what you got, what you have in you to spread out and start affecting the different things around here. Y'all about to hear me, because at the end of the day, saints of God, you got to understand they got some counterfeit stuff out there looks like the real thing. You put the real thing next to the counterfeit, unless you do, you know what you're looking for, you'll get the real thing mixed up, Mike. You'll get the counterfeit mixed up with the real thing. That's a lot of times dealing with folks' life, amen? You think you got the real thing, but you don't know what you're looking for, because at the end of the day, it's areas inside of you, and this is scripture, because scripture put it in this way, amen. You got to come in and cherish and study the word of God so you can be able rightfully divide the word of truth. You will have something to divide. You have something to go by, amen. You know what you're looking for. You know what you're looking at. You become a fruit inspector. Well, you don't need to inspect everybody. You best believe I inspect everybody who's trying to come up in my area. You best believe I don't have nothing to do about what's going on the outside. But when it comes in my area, my court, my home, my life, I'm a fruit inspector. Why? Because I know the value that is up in here. And I don't need stuff to come to bring devalue to the value that is around me. Amen? Last point, let me get out of here. Amen. You could go into a very nice neighborhood, very expensive neighborhood, a very gorgeous neighborhood. Watch this. Then you got nice, pretty houses, nice, pretty everything. Amen. Then next thing you know, this one gorgeous house is next to a house that is run down. It got rodents running everywhere. Vegetation is everywhere. You got everything that's going on in that house. Now when we begin to look at the value of the property and the value of the house, the people, the homeowners that got the great house got a problem. Why? Because what they living next to done devalued their property. It done devalued their property. So now they in outrage. This ain't the first time many of you hearing this. Some of you don't probably experience this. Now they in the outrage because why? They trying to add value to their property and they want to keep their value in their property, but what they stand next to or what they nest to is bringing devalue to their property because how that property is. Y'all hear me? If that property was great around them, so now our whole block or this whole area here adds value. When you allow one thing come into your life that has the potential to devalue who you are, it lessens, my God Almighty, the value of you. I'm going to leave it that as that, and I'm out of here. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. So I want to sit and say to everybody, pay attention to the things that God is saying to us. I keep saying it over and over because it's not us sitting and saying, okay, today this is what we're going to whatever. It's the Spirit leading in that area. So it's for our people. It's for our people to hear. And we can't get caught up in our feelings when the truth is coming forth, when it's thus said, Lord, when God is telling us because he's trying to help us. So as we leave you all on today, identify self. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's very hard. Sometimes it's heartbreaking when you have to look at yourself and know that this is something that has been happening to you or that you're, you know, allowing to happen. First of all, we allow it to happen. Nobody can push it on us. We allow it to happen.
So I just want everybody to understand it's not easy, but we are in a place now where it's time for change. Let's deal with the change. Let's deal with what God has going on with us right here and now. So we'll see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., just knowing that God is moving. He's speaking in spirit and truth. I'm going to say it again. He's speaking in spirit and truth, and grab hold to it. Grab hold to it. So ADM loves you, but God loves you best, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We love you.